Well, the Zimbabwe, the Committee of the People's Charter is the social movement that is advocating for the realization of the content of the People's Charter. People's Charter is a document that was authored by the civil society in 2008 in February at the People's Convention at Rainbow Towers.
At the end of the day, where are you with this kind of document right now?
Well, as you are aware, that the People's Charter contains various chapters. This chapter is to do with the political environment. There's a chapter to do with constitutional reform. There's a chapter to do with the youth. There's a chapter to do with gender. There's a chapter to do with the national value system. There's a chapter to do with the national economy. What we're doing now is that we are mobilizing Zimbabweans, we're mobilizing the youth, we're mobilizing various organizations that are similar to the People's Charter, to make sure that the charter reaches all parts of the country, to make sure that the content of the People's Charter are realized in a social democratic Zimbabwe. Because the essence of the People's Charter is for Zimbabwe to be a social democratic state. That is what the People's Charter says.
Is it possible to have a social democratic state in Zimbabwe?
It's possible to have a social democratic state in Zimbabwe, because as you know that the majority of the Zimbabweans, if not three-quarters of the country's population, are genders, they are farmers, some of them are cross-border traders, they are workers. So all those people are the ones who are going to push for Zimbabwe to have a social democratic, to be a social democratic country. Capitalism has failed to work in many parts of the country.